You were unfairly treated by these people, not because you did anything wrong, but simply because they felt jealous of you. You were a genuine friend, always there when they needed you. Despite your kindness, they pulled you into drama, spread rumors, and stirred up gossip, all because of their envy. They couldn't help but notice the things that make you stand out. Whether it was your talents, your warm personality, or your natural beauty, they saw something in you that made them uncomfortable. Your inner light was something they didn't have, and instead of being happy for you, they chose to target you. Even though they tried to drag you into their mess, you stayed safe because their jealousy had nothing to do with who you are. God helped you realize the truth. Their actions came from a place of envy. They couldn't stand seeing you grow and move forward in life while they stayed in the same old place. You might have spent time wondering why they treated you this way, but it wasn't about anything you did. Their behavior was a reflection of their own inner battles. Your goodness and positivity were like a mirror to their struggles, making them feel uncomfortable. Many of them turned to unhealthy habits, like drinking or smoking, to avoid dealing with their own problems. These choices were theirs alone, formed over years of negative thinking, and had nothing to do with you. When you show up, your light exposes their issues, and they can't handle it. This makes it hard for them to accept you, and is a clear sign that going back to them isn't the answer. Your presence reminds them of their unresolved issues, which they are not ready to face. These people targeted you on purpose, not just online, but in real life and even at work. Their actions went far beyond ordinary negativity. They were driven by deep jealousy. Right from the start, it was clear you were different and wouldn't truly fit in with them. Jealousy can be a powerful and damaging force, and it was clear that this emotion controlled their behavior. When God showed you this truth, it was enough to understand that you hadn't done anything wrong. You don't need constant reminders once you've seen what's really going on. If you ignore these signs, it could only lead to more harm. God was guiding you to avoid these kinds of people because jealousy has no boundaries, affecting anyone regardless of gender. One person in particular, a man, felt threatened by your achievements. He thought he'd be more successful, but when you moved ahead, he became resentful and bitter. Jealousy grows from unresolved issues and can create a destructive outlook. This is why God nudged you to release them from your life. Sometimes, the healthiest choice is to step back and let God handle such individuals. Their negative feelings aren't for you to fix. When you're joyful and succeeding, it bothers them because your light reminds them of what they're missing, and it causes them to lash out. You chose not to let their negativity pull you down, which made them even angrier. But you kept moving forward, recognizing that it was time to step away from toxic influences. Their jealousy might have even led them to create situations meant to harm you. God removed you from their path to keep you safe from their harmful plans. Their intense focus on you came from a place of deep discomfort. They simply couldn't handle the light you naturally carry. Struggling with their own issues, they tried to make you seem like the problem. Caught up in negativity, they wanted to pull you down into their world. I'm sorry you had to go through that. It's truly sad that you faced such jealousy and anger. They resented your success because you achieved things they felt they couldn't. While they stayed stuck in frustration, you rose above. They tried to set traps, hoping you'd fall, but instead those situations only lifted you higher, bringing you more blessings. Look at where you stand now, flourishing, living with purpose and grace, shining your light brightly. Angels watch over you, and your journey brings honor to God. You've not only survived the pain they caused, but healed from it. They remain in their toxic cycles, but you've put in the work to move forward. You've reached this new phase in life because you've healed. You moved past old wounds from childhood, teen years, and early adulthood. You allowed God to heal those places, and now you shine with a strength that reflects growth and peace within. Take a moment to appreciate how far you've come and all that God has done for you. While they remain in bitterness, you've risen to new heights. Let them stay in negativity if they choose, but know that you're exactly where you're meant to be, fulfilling a higher purpose. As a motivational speaker, your story reaches and inspires others, a true reason to feel proud. You're right where God wants you, fulfilling your purpose. Don't let their actions distract you. They may target you out of jealousy, but that's for them to handle. All you need to do is pray for them, hoping God softens their hearts and eases their bitterness. There's no need to worry about them anymore. It doesn't matter if they don't like you, that's their issue to deal with, not yours. If they have a problem with you, let them sort it out with God. Whether it's your mother holding on to negative feelings or an old crush who overlooked you, it's not your burden. They didn't recognize your worth, but look at where you are now, thriving and growing. They, however, are still caught in the same cycles. You once worked so hard to get their approval, but looking back, their rejection was a blessing. Now it's clear that their treatment of you was driven by jealousy, which is why you never truly fit in with them. Even if it's a parent, like your father, who may not have treated you well, you don't need to worry about their opinions now. They didn't care when they hurt you, so why let their views matter anymore? You're on a path forward, growing and thriving in the plan God has for you. You've achieved so much, whether it's earning your degree or making progress in your personal life. You deserve recognition for all that effort. You've done what they never believed possible, which is why they keep watching, their jealousy apparent. But know that it's by God's grace that you've risen above. He lifted you out of the negativity where others tried to bring you down for no reason. Just as Scripture reminds us, enemies may gather around and scheme without cause, but that's their own inner conflict speaking. Their jealousy and issues don't concern you anymore. You're walking on a higher path now, where their negativity can no longer reach you. They're upset because they're struggling with their own problems, not because of anything you've done. If they have a problem with you, let that be their issue to sort out. You're moving forward in life, and if that stirs jealousy, let them take it up with God. Let them figure out why they can't seem to stop focusing on you. You don't need to go back to people like that. Even when you're not around, they're probably keeping track of your life through social media, watching everything you do. Their jealousy likely has them checking up on your updates and activities. What they may not realize is that their negative energy has only made you stronger. Every attempt they've made to pull you down has, in fact, pushed you to grow. Ironically, the very people who tried to bring you down have been part of what's made you so resilient today. So don't waste your time worrying about them. You're thriving, and that's all that matters. You're reaching new goals, and nothing they do can stop you. Be thankful that God protected you from these people. Things could have been much harder, but here you are, alive, well, and living your life fully. That's something to praise. As you keep reaching new heights, it's essential to keep your distance from people who carry jealousy in their hearts. God is taking you to new places, and you don't need anyone holding you back. Be thoughtful about who you let into your life, especially now. Before letting anyone close, take a moment to pray and ask God if they're meant to be on this journey with you. What are their real intentions? May God continue to guide you on your path. And to everyone listening, thank you. Shout out to all the new and old friends here. Your support makes this journey possible. Keep shining, keep growing in faith, and remember, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If this message touched you, feel free to like, comment, or share. Stay blessed, and keep smiling.